Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
One would expect the extravagance of Rotha to conceal a rich history, that its rambling, polished promenades and lordly statuary and great hanging gardens should outline a spirit as chiseled and patterned as the very stone of its construction. But such was not true of Castilian's home. It was merely a beautiful stall for the keeping and raising of slaves, albeit godlike slaves. This idea was not entirely lost upon the great underlord, who at times, and much to his own chagrin, found himself envying humanity, their culture, their diversity, their freedom. While his concept of self and that of his kind tended to vacillate between the previous sentiment and something a bit more self-serving, even self-aggrandizing, he was no fool. He knew his place, and it was beneath the heel of his master, the Nasul known as Paimon, though to some he was called Spider Black, Mr. Silkwood, and on occasion, the Great Pymander. On this, the eve of his attack upon the Oversapiens, he lost himself in the quiet dim of cooling ashes, where they slept in golden braziers upon the south walls of the gardened city. He thought of the kinsmen he would lose to the enemy, how their deaths would mean nothing. For that matter, even if he himself should fall, the greatest of the Hanuma, it would mean nothing save a momentary vacuum in leadership. Azarian, the next in line to his command, was only a slightly less powerful representation of their kind. It was a distinction without meaning, his view of himself now favoring that less flattering depiction. Pushing aside his dour musings, he focused upon the business at hand, specifically, how he would personally lay low the king of the Oversapiens. The monarch had already been placed out of bounds to his warriors. He would have his honor restored by nothing short of the grip he exercised upon the forelocks of his enemy's bodiless head. He allowed the fury of that night's humiliation to consume him, the night he was made to bow. But this allowance was only to derail his other less productive track of thought. What honor could a slave have to restore? It was his arrogance that failed him the last time. He thought to match the power of the Oversapien, overwhelm a creature whose very will became law the instant it was exercised. The thing was practically a god. But there was an eternity of space separating a god from practically a god. He would insert himself into that space. Their next bout would be played differently, Castilian assured himself. While the will of the man was beyond reckoning, his mind, the seat of that will, was not. And though the great Hanuma did not relish dwelling on the defeat he'd suffered, it would serve him in the war ahead. The Oversapien would not expect the change in strategy. His hand balled into a fist at the thought of holding the king's head high above the fray. He basked in the vision until that other train of thought came barreling down upon him.
What honor can a dog of war really possess?
He thought. And even that analogy wasn't fully accurate. The Oversapiens were not enemies to be vanquished. They were but provision to his master's plans. He had no claim to the dignity of a warlord, only the excellence of a dutiful servant. That might have satisfied another Hanuma, but it was cold gruel to Castilian's insatiable appetite for honor. The track wound deeper inwards, and he wondered if it was truly honor he yearned for.
How can I manage honor from killing a man who showed more courage than ever I had?
His thoughts had a mind of their own now, forcing Castilian to follow them to conclusion. The Oversapiens rebelled against the Melungeon and were currently prepared to die for the freedom they'd clawed back from it. What would he be to strip them of it? Only to see them enslaved again, their very souls shackled to the Nasul scheme. His head sank as he recalled the many Oversapiens he'd hand-delivered to the Progenon to enjoin the process. He'd spent a lifetime destroying the one thing, the only thing, he'd ever genuinely wanted. He said it before he knew he'd even whispered the words.
I want to be free.
Her eyes hung above the smoke and fire and screams like a glaring constellation of red stars, a portended disaster now in the fulfilling. Fire licked across her like burning tongues, preening her bladed scales and hooked bone protrusions, ridding them of their accumulated blood and entrails and other assorted filths, the inevitable byproduct of an apex predator, a peerless carnivore. Batna was a monster as old as killing, her hunger old as eating. Within the great queen of Carnivian, devouring had become an immutable force of nature, driving her every move and every thought. And with the passage of each eon, she came ever closer to becoming hunger incarnate, approaching the slavering singularity that was her father, the great Carnivian itself, the abomination for whom her kind was named. Tonight, she slacked her hunger upon one of the underground cities left behind by the darkness, an undertropolis. This one sported dimensions better suited to giants than humans, its depths forsaken by all but the mad, the homeless, and the lawless. It was an entirely logical place for her to feed, but nearly as important as its removal from traditional lanes of the modern world was its vast size, vast enough to accommodate her impossible, sprawling form. Batna had assumed many shapes during her hunt across the cosmos, growing and changing with every walk of life she'd glutted. She was an extragalactic titan by the time she drew her coiling mass into the suburbs of the small blue world. Given her impractically mammoth dimensions, she was forced to split herself into several forms to properly secret herself into its environs, to raise an army, to have a proper vengeance. Much had happened since her coming, her stay upon the world dragged out interminably, but she was finally closing in on her prey, the Nasul. She came to the Undertropolis by way of the deeper underground, gliding through the prehistoric limestone as if water. She carefully breached the earth, silent, driving many an observer instantly mad to see such an abomination appear as if from the thin air, in all its unapologetic blasphemy. When those who could run did so, she took in a breath that almost stole the air from the entire cavern and exhaled a storm of gray fire. The howling blaze tumbled forth like a burning flood through every pore of the subterranean city, devouring all it fell upon, transforming them to damp, white-picked bones, as if gnawed upon by countless drooling beasts. As the alien fire fell and fed upon the hapless multitude, Batna's hunger shrank with each death, but only momentarily. She stretched out upon the streets of the giant city, listening to the howls of her carnivorous flame where it still hunted and raged. Waiting until her guts began to tremble from the renewed hunger, little sprigs of flame chewing through the blackened ruin of a bygone inferno, she set the emergent blazes free of her body, granting them the flesh she'd added from her most recent banquet. The Wara tumbled wet and starving from the yawning orifices, multitudes of maws snapping at shadows and stone. She sent them up and out of the city to find thinking flesh to feed upon, to cultivate minds for the planning of bigger and better meals, to become fully formed Carnivian, to become Zotha. Paimon sat facing the Melengian, peering into the machine's black exterior, a darkness quarried from pits that ran deeper than the universe, into an older, more wicked place. He was present when the machine had been made, when the thing from below came into it, became it. The knowledge of its purpose and the means to see it done had been given to him, and him alone. They'd toppled worlds together, drowned stars in darkness older than light, raised monsters from men. And now it was time to do it all again. The Oversapiens had finally matured, their fatted souls stuffed with so much sorrow and darkness, their place within the process assured.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The lights died, struck from the room as an old power filled the machine. The Nasul bowed his head before the emerging presence, before his master from below. The Malengian began to emit a sound, a murmur of a thing. Yet its tiny intimations had sealed the fates of entire worlds, all the dark power beneath the universe speaking through a whisper. The room vanished, and the Nasul drifted within the perpetual smolder of a damned universe. Stripped of his human guise, his true shape crept spindly from without the vanishing shadow of his false flesh. The servant to the Malengian shielded its many eyes from the thing rising from the burning cellar of all creation.
Like a corrupt vein of rot rising through the dying flesh of your world, I come. Even you, who carries the stain of my ruined house, shines like the first star at dawn, because you are from there, from above. It pains me to look upon you, a mote of filth given such station, who even in corruption flies the dark that has been given unto me. But I can hear them, Paimon, the footsteps of my children from above, where they walk. number from the fortunes of greatest sin. I have afforded their place in the terrible light, and soon they will be strong enough to lift their father from this place, so that I might reach up and put out that light forever. But time is no longer our ally, Paimon, and your punishment for the fact is here now. She must not be allowed to stop the process, though she is owed that vengeance and so much more, so very much more. I brought you here to show you something, Nasul. I want you to see what I have prepared for you.
Paimon felt his body sink down into densest darkness, where a shadow could crush the body that cast it. Carved from the solid pitch stood two great houses, massive things that swelled with snaking balustrades and corkscrewing minarets, rambling endless rooms, and enormous porticos. While each house was equal in span and shape, they were infinitely separated by function. One house was arrayed with gleaming riches and teeming servants, ancient libraries filled with numberless secrets, and vast armies willing to kill and die with but a word from their master. The other was a parlor of endless torture. Strange machines swelled from all corners of the manse, each a solidified standard of cruelest pain, and each machine minded by the foulest beast, demons all.
Every creature builds for itself exactly two houses, Paimon, and through its deeds comes to dwell forever in only one. Be mindful your deeds, Nasul.
The darkness, the houses, the whisper all vanished from Paimon, leaving him alone in the seat opposite the Melungeon. He looked down at his human hands, where they concealed the crooked limbs of his solitary kind. Over the intervening eons, so many false skins had hidden his true form that he'd almost forgotten what it looked like, though he had no loyalty to the drape of his flesh or even the shape of his soul. All he cared about was the power that could never have been his had he not joined his soul with below. He conjured the great house of endless delights into his mind, imagining its comforts irrespective of the threat of the second house. Paimon always knew the price of failure and counted upon his cleverness to carry the day, though there had been some missteps along the way. But they were nothing he couldn't handle, nothing his most recent scheme couldn't rectify. The Mindwalker could feel Baal reaching out to Spider Black, a hideous wave of darkest telepathy trying the psychic door that led to Spider's mind. Realizing his next move sealed his course as much as his fate, Silas stepped in front of the door, holding it shut. The Malsapien watched the darksome outline of the prehistoric monster melt out of the ether as their two minds collided. Silas immediately ceded the psychic space of their encounter to Baal, allowing him to texture it to his liking. The mental plane turned dark and primal, a jungle of horrors unfolding.
So, you seek to bar my way, eh, little mind ghost?
Baal's voice seemed tinged with amusement.
Well, it does look that way, Silas replied with some reticence.
Then you are a fool, as much as a traitor. But so be it.
Silas had hoped the creature's monologue would have stretched on a bit longer, giving him some extra time to prepare. But such was life. Baal was a cyclone of mental power, buffeting the Mindwalker with unrelenting waves of destructive mental force, seeking to break apart the astral bindings of his psychic physique. But Silas was as shrewd as Baal was ferocious, focusing his presence into a narrow stream of energy that bypassed the bulk of Baal's blistering attack, while simultaneously striking out at the antediluvian devil. The Malsapien's blow was precise, aimed at the section of Hazel's brain most directly contributing to Baal's freedom to act. The result of the maneuver resonated through the illusion of the jungle as a blast wave tore up the earth and snapped trees like twigs. Baal was thrown back as if struck by a gigantic fist, his scowl of indignation igniting a firestorm that incinerated the remains of the jungle. Silas wasted no time with his next move, racing across the regressor's mind, inciting all manner of psychic stress, ranging from horrible childhood memories to inducing hysteria and agoraphobia. Silas loosed anything and everything he could do to cause Hazel's mind to go berserk, collapsing whatever channels Baal accessed to project his will. The smoldering ruin that was once a fearsome prehistoric jungle shook with volcanic force, tearing apart the seams where Silas and Baal's minds came together to do battle. Hazel's brain began shutting down, and with it, every means by which Baal could remain active. Despite the collapsing mental space, the horned abomination lingered the sucking void that fell back into the blacked-out recesses of Hazel's awareness, burning its gaze into the Mindwalker.
Well played, little mind ghost. But notwithstanding your best efforts, you have left me with one last move upon the board. And while my queen may be cornered, she is not without choices. For in this game we find ourselves in, a queen can become a king.
Baal's feigned smile was the last of the monster to fade from view, a Cheshire cat's promise of madness yet to come. Hazel was in mid-sentence, describing to her teammates, new and old, the path a monster had recently walked through a nearby alleyway when she collapsed. Her thoughts had become leaves in an autumn tornado, every horror of her life falling upon her at once, every emotional scar a fresh wound. As the world went dark, she felt herself drifting down into a prehistoric sea, swept up by ancient currents into a spacious chamber, past lines of grotesque sentinels, and finally to the base of a great throne, cracked by the worry of war and weight. The regressor lifted her head to the horned thing that leaned down to her, its flaming gaze seizing her at once.
The time has come at last, little one, for you to play your part and complete the circle that was drawn in stone and time so very long ago.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.